Action item number 20.
Chris.
Report and yes.
Can we take a break?
Oh, sure. Why don't we take a break till 4? Sorry.
You.
There we go.
Yeah. Hi, buddy.
Okay, we'll go ahead and pick up with item number 20.
I don't know about that.
Report and possible discussion on Granger Lake in-tank report. David Collingsworth. It's all yours, David.
That one.
Hey, yes, sir. This item before you now is not an action item. It was a report item only, and it's intended for you to review and ask questions. But before I open the floor to questions, since we have quite a few new board members, let me go back in history a little bit and give you some history on the intake and what it is we're doing and kind of lead you down the road so you'll understand why we're looking at some cost increases that we didn't necessarily anticipate 2 or 3 years ago. 5 years ago, we bought from the city of Taylor their water treatment plant with the vision of turning that into a large-scale regional water facility, with the ultimate build-out of that being conjunctive use of groundwater and surface water there at Lake Granger. The whole purpose of the intake that we're talking about is for conjunctive use, which you heard John talk about earlier this morning. We did buy the water plant. The intake kind of came along with it. From a operational standpoint, the intake is okay. It'll pump water that we need to the plant. The location of the intake is what is in question, and it causes us problems. In 07, the last major flood event that we had, we actually had a failure of the intake because of debris and sediment that was pushed onto the intake. Also, as we were excited this summer in dealing with drought, we had meetings every other week with folks to talk about how we were going to dredge a path to this intake should this drought continue through the fall. So needless to say, we're vulnerable to a lack of water. We're vulnerable to high water. And then also we have this horizon out in 3 or 4 years that says when the economy rebounds and Taylor and Hutto and some others resume their growth, we're going to need additional capacity. So we went through the process of hiring an engineer to come in and evaluate the intake that we needed. When you go down the path of a major infrastructure project, there's really three phases. There is a preliminary design phase, where you get an engineer on board and they work with your staff, and you really try to, from a 30,000 foot perspective, identify what it is you're going to build. Then you go into final design, where you get really specific. You design the pumps you're going to use, all the way down to the light switches that are going to be in the pump house, and then there's obviously construction. Where the BRA was when it was time to go out with the Water Development Board and begin looking for low-interest loans was somewhere into preliminary design. At the time that we were working with the engineer that we had, we were getting a price quote of about $21.5 million to do the intake structure. Because of some concerns we had with our contract and because some of the concerns that we had with the engineer that we were using at the time, when we got through with preliminary design, which was about the same time we went out for the Water Development Board funding, we decided to go out for a request for proposal and just see what other ideas were out there from engineering firms for additional design. When we did that, we were overwhelmed by what we learned about our intake, the proposed plans, and also the cost estimates that we were getting. So now we are about 50% through final design. And the costs that are in your book represent a more mature look at those costs of the intake structure, if you will. Now, we'll tell you this. We're also in a point in the design of the project that there's still a lot of balls that are up in the air that obviously we'll have to come back to the board for approval and for information-type briefings. But some of those include the cost of actual construction. Some of those include mitigation with the U.S. Corps of Engineers. We're still very much in negotiation with Encore about bringing electrical service out on the peninsula where we're building the intake. And then there's also some potential easement issues in acquiring where we're going to have to run the pipeline from the intake to the treatment plant that we own. So we tell you all that because we didn't want you to be surprised at the next budget cycle when we came if there was an increase in the cost. But we'll have a much more firm grip on the cost of the project as we go through the first quarter of calendar year 2010. With that, I'll entertain any questions that you might have.
We haven't gone to for the loan yet, though, have we?
We actually did. We got approval from the board about 18 months ago to go for the loan, and we did get a $22 million low-interest loan from the Water Development Board. If for any reason the project does go over the $22 million, we'll fund that out of our reserve fund, is the plan at this time.
Hey, David, on the Corps of Engineers land, mm-hmm. is there a levee or anything that we have to cross?
No, luckily there's not. But there is. We're going right down the middle of a park, and there's going to be significant mitigation that's going to have to happen to both the park site and some of the roads that go through the park. Okay, thank you.
Any more questions? Great.